Good evening, everybody. My name is Craig Maladra, and with Tom Simonian, we represent the Fifth Ward in Geneva, something which we both apologize for ahead of time. I'd like to call the Committee of the Whole meeting to order, please. I'll let the record show that we have some absences, Alderman Flanagan and Alderman Bruno and Alderman Vogelsberg. Before we dive into the agenda, if I could hijack the meeting a little bit at the outset, I'd like to recognize Mrs. Oxner. She's here from the Greater Geneva Area Art Guild to talk about an art studio tour.
I brought my buddy.
It's always best to have back.
She's a better speaker than I am.
Is that the thing that's in your yard?
Yes, that is. Well, thank you for letting us come in tonight and to speak to you. And we're from the Greater Geneva Art Guild. We're a little more than 2 years old. We started the guild a couple of years ago, and our objective is to develop and present creative excellence of area artists through community exposure and involvement. Okay? Took us a long time to work that out. And Teresa's here to tell you about the tour and the party.
All right.
Great. Hi, Teresa Jaeger, Geneva. A few of our members of our guild got together and went up to Cedarburg, Wisconsin to visit their studio tour that they've been doing for 31 years. And we were very inspired by what they're doing and what they've built. And it's not just within a couple blocks radius. It actually spans from Milwaukee to Madison. People spend 3 days shopping for art and, you know, going out and doing things like that together, a real art-focused weekend. So what we put together was what we're going to have as our first studio tour, which we've created a map. It's 9 studios and 25 artists. Does everyone have this? I think these people let me through it. So we have, it kicks off on Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, we go from 9 to 4. And then that evening from 6 to 9, we'll have an arty party, which will be held at the Geneva Golf Club. It's a benefit for our guild. And this is what the invitation looks like for that. And the tickets for the studio tour are $10, and the arty party are $25, and that benefits back to the Greater Geneva Art Guild. And we will have live music, refreshments, hors d'oeuvres, silent auction, raffle. And the raffle part comes in that every time you visit one of the studios on the tour, you get a little stamp on your map. And if you should come to the arty party, you get a raffle ticket for each stamp on your map. And that goes into buckets. You can select what you'd like. And then Sunday continues the studio tour from noon to 4. So again, it's 9 studios, 25 artists, and not all in walking distance, but easy driving distance.
All right, great.
I think that covers it.
Well, that sounds exciting. Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Do we have questions? Nope.
Thank you. Right,
thank you very much.
I think this proves once again that every weekend in Geneva is an exciting weekend.
Exciting.
Something's
weekend
happened.
Indeed. And just out of curiosity, hey Mary, was this one administratively approved? Okay.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. Unfortunately, I will be out of town on Saturday evening, but if I wanted to make a contribution, can I drop it off at City Hall, or do I walk by the auctioners and drop it off there? Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right, moving on to the agenda itself. Item number 2, consider the consent agenda. We have only we have no items on the consent.
Move
the
to
minutes.
Approve the minutes. That's
okay.
The consent agenda.
Okay, I got
second.
It. Alderman Brown, Alderman Singer, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you very much. Items of business. 4A, recommend renewals of group health dental vision insurance policies effective November 1st, 2013. Can I
so
have
moved.
A motion?
Second.
So moved.
Aye. Do we have any questions? If we do, we have Lisa Jepson here as well as Dan Walter from Lindstrom. No questions.
Should be noted there's no rate increase. So
for the group health.
Medical side of it.
Right, the dental goes up some.
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of this?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Nope. Thank you very much.
One question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Mr. Walter, is no increase in anticipation or as a result of the delay in the Affordable Care Act implementation, or is this still just another good year?
Great question. This is your actual renewal, with one exception, as noted in the report from staff, that there will be two fees that begin in January.
Got it. Okay.
A reinsurance fee and a health insurer fee, estimated to be about 3.25% total.
Okay.
And that's because it's a retrospective fee applied to the volume of business done by an insurance carrier in the prior calendar year, so they won't know it until the end of the year.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Well, we're asking questions.
Okay.
Could you maybe share, as it relates to employees' contributions to their health care benefits, what's transpired with the new contract we're reviewing this evening?
From the standpoint of your employee-employer premium sharing, that's mostly arranged, I think, by your collective bargaining agreements as well as other staff discussions or your policy decisions. Are you speaking in terms of how it relates to the market in general?
Right.
Okay, market in general, there's a continuing sharing, increased share being passed on to employees, especially in the part of dependent costs because of the increased options that will be available, especially with the opening of the exchanges, should they occur on time with an October operation date for a January coverage date. So the trend in the last 5 years in particular has been for employers to shift more cost in premium, but more often to the dependent side and less and keeping a high contribution rate for the employee.
And you're seeing that you're obviously involved with a lot of public bodies.
Public as well as private, correct.
And you're seeing that trend continue then with public bodies moving forward.
Yes. Less aggressively, but yes.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Any other questions? All right.
Okay.
Thank you. Item 4B, resolution authorizing the purchase of one John Deere end loader. Can I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Brown, Alderman Marks. Do we have any questions about this item? Lasted 18 years. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Nope. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 4C then declares the current offloader as surplus.
I have a motion. So moved.
Second.
Second by Alderman Cummings. Any questions about that? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. Item 4D. Draft resolution authorizing the purchase of one one-ton dump truck. All right, one Ford F-350. Do you have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, Cummings and Simonian. Any questions about this one? Nope. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. And then 4E. We're going to put truck number 390 and declare that as surplus. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Marks and Cummings. Do I have any questions there? Nope. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
Got a Greek chorus going on here.
Yeah. Still with the equipment. 4F. Resolution authorizing purchase by the Water and Sewer Department of a backhoe. I have a motion, please.
Move.
Alderman Simonian, do we have a second?
Second.
Alderman Vogelsberg, thank you very much. Do we have questions about this replacement?
Dan, are we putting one into, we're doing the surplus, but it said in here that we had two bids. One was from John Deere and the other one was from Case, but we're going with Case because the John Deere was
vice versa.
I'm sorry. We're
recommending for the John Deere, even though it was a higher bid based on our crew test drove basically both pieces of equipment, because the Case, when they submitted it, we had a checklist of whether they meet or don't meet our requirements, and they had several marks on there that they did not meet.
All right.
But we said, let's try it out and see how it works, and one of its biggest issues is being able to lift the large manholes that we have to set down into the hole. It didn't have as much power as the John Deere, so and the controls were a lot different than...
So it really didn't meet the specifications.
Right.
Okay, that's fine. All right. That's fine. Okay.
Thank you. Any other questions? Nope. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item passes. And 4G, we're going to declare the existing backhoe as surplus. Can I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Marks and Brown. Any questions? Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 4H, resolution authorizing a contract with Patton Power Systems for the repair of Western Avenue Lift Station Emergency Generator. I have a motion.
So moved.
Brown?
Second.
Alderman Simonian. Do we have any questions about this? Alderman Singer.
Thank you. Dan, $20,000 for repair. What is the shelf life of this product to begin with?
The work that they're doing is basically a rebuild. So when it's all said and done, it's going to be pretty much starting over, as opposed to totally replacement. You saw the price in there of $100,000 to replace the whole unit. They're going to rebuild the unit, and it'll be as close as we can get as far as being brand new.
When was this original product installed?
Back when Eagle Brook was constructed, I believe. So
20 years ago,
something like that.
So it's been functioning for that period of time. Of course, it's something that isn't done continuously. It's only in an emergency basis.
Right. And we exercise it every month to make sure that it's ready to go when we need to. But you're right. For the most part,
I see.
We don't utilize it. It's there for an emergency if we have a major outage that we're not going to be able to get the power back on in that area.
Right.
We have power generation so that these pumps can continue to function.
Okay. Thank you for that explanation. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We invested in a repair on Western Avenue, that lift station, a few years ago, didn't we? Which one?
We did a rebuild of the pumps themselves back a few years ago. Now it's the generator that we're doing some maintenance on. So.
Mary.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to make sure that everyone was aware that this is also for a budget amendment.
Yes.
As well as for the cost. So it really should be two separate votes on that. It's a recommendation in the on this agenda, so that's fine. When it comes back before you at the City Council meeting next week, we'll have two different resolutions for this so that you can vote on those separately. Thank you.
I'm sorry I didn't point that out. I have a question. So this is a lot of repair and replace work, so they're basically rebuilding the whole thing. Does it come with a guarantee?
It's a good question. I'd have to look it up. I can get back to you on that. If there's any warranty on the new unit.
It's 1/5 the cost of the new one, so I guess it's worth a gamble once, but
I'll get back to you on that.
All right. So we have a motion and a second, and this is for the whole thing. We'll do two at the city council meeting. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thanks. Item 4I, resolution granting an easement for 19 and 23 Garfield Street.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Alderman Simonian. Do we have any questions about the easement? Alderman Brown?
I see there's construction at this location. Is this easement necessitated by the construction, or is it not even related?
Gotta look at where we're building.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Well, there's construction going on at this location of 1923 Garfield. Is this need right. for an easement necessitated by that?
Yes. It's part of their building houses there. We're getting the easements that we need.
Oh. So we didn't need them when it was empty property? Or
right. Now the electric services are going in, so we're going to get what we need.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Any other questions? Nope. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, 4J is an easement for 710 Shady Avenue.
So moved. Second.
Brown and Marks. Do we have any questions about this? No, good. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Moving right along. 4K. Recommend ordinance allowing special use at 124 South 2nd for a restaurant in the B3 Business District. I have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Cummings and Alderman Simonian. Want to come up and tell us about it?
And explain to us that we should not confuse this with the patent power systems.
That's correct, yes. This is a matter that's been before the city and various review bodies now for several months. Nancy Lighton is the applicant, and it's a proposal to adaptively reuse the historic residence at 124 South 2nd for a restaurant. This has been through the public hearing process, and before that, the staff review process. The Plan Commission recommended approval on August 22nd. Prior to that, the Historic Preservation Commission reviewed the plans with respect to various improvements to the perimeter of the building and various aspects of the restoration work done on the exterior of the building as well, and recommended approval. And finally, the Zoning Board of Appeals was engaged in this project, dealing with two requests for zoning variations dealing with an outdoor seating area that penetrates into the required yard on the south side of the building, and a deck kind of porch area that is proposed on the east side of the building along the front of the building that required Zoning Board of Appeals relief. Zoning Board reviewed, made a fact finding, and did recommend approval of the two variation requests. Because I'm here to, you have a very, very long memo with lots of information in it, but if you've got questions, I'd be more than happy to address them.
Does anybody have any? Alderman Brown.
Well, I'm very impressed with the package and the outline. I'd like to hear from the applicant about what we look forward to seeing at that location.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm Nancy Lighton, and my architect, Terry Adams.
Terry.
It's just an incredible, I saw the house and loved it from the minute I saw it, and it needed a lot of TLC, but we've worked hard in trying to get it put back together, so we'd like to put a Cajun-style kind of New Orleans type style restaurant there with outdoor seating on the Campbell Street side with a small patio coming out, and then the north side, we'd have a patio. And then we put in for a variance for a front partial porch for a nice entrance to the restaurant. And we're putting a new roof. We put new chimneys. We're going top to bottom. And as long as we can afford it.
I'm intrigued by the name. Some of us in town know that as the Nottolini residence, the residence of Judge Nottolini. Explain to us the patent.
I chose the Patent House because that was the first, that house was built for George Patton. His brother Charles and himself were lumber magnates that came from the East Coast. And the house was built for George Patton and his wife and family. And it was in their family. It's only been in about four families, actually maybe three. And the Nottolinis have had it since the early 1900s. But I chose the Pattons because they were the first.
It's most people in town know the house, but don't know the history of it. So
yeah,
thank you.
And it's very interesting history behind it. So we're hoping to be a very successful attribute to Geneva.
Did you find any interesting objet d'art when you went through the walls?
Well, we haven't found any money, but everybody goes, did you see money? There's been some really, really unique. We found this old, in the wall itself, some of those old types, maybe 1900s, late 1800s shoes. And they look like children's shoes, but their feet were pretty small, so it may be a woman's, and a straw hat to go with it. We found different things like that. We found a lot of Nottolini.
When does the house date from, did you say?
1857, but Michael Lambert believes that the center part of the house was the original and possibly was built in the 1840s, and they feel like that was the later addition. The 1857 was the east side of the house.
We'll all now call it the Patton House.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
I was wondering if you thought of possibly donating those items to the Geneva History Center.
We've talked a lot to the Geneva History Center, and they've given me a lot. They're giving me a lot of information, and as we get along with it, we'll shadow box certain things, and then I would love to. And we have a lot of old newspapers and things that we've come across that were hidden beneath the walls and behind concretes and stuff. But I'd love to do that.
Neat. Good luck.
Thank you.
Great. That's good luck.
So can I ask about when you're looking to open? Or
When we get through our city processes and can get our permits, everybody start ready to rebuild. We've been doing bits and pieces of demo and certain things on the outside, so we've gotten a few major things completed. And so now when we do finish our processes and get our permits, we'll start working 7 days a week.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank
Hopefully
you.
By the first of the year.
Christmas.
I hope. Liked it.
Okay. Do we have any more questions? Nope, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Item 4K, all in favor?
Yeah. Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Nope. Great. 4L, a resolution allowing a sign variation for two freestanding signs at 124 South 2nd Street. Motion?
So moved.
Brown and second by Vogelsberg. Do we have any questions about the sign variation? Nope. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nope. Motion carries. Thank you very much. That brings us to item 5. Oh, no, 4M. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
M?
I caught up. 4M, recommend authorization for a plan commission public hearing on amendments to the Sterling Manor PUD.
So moved.
Seconded.
Mark Who was second?
Kildrick.
Okay. Do we have any questions about what we're trying to do here?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir, Mr. Sanders.
Thank you. Since this development is located in my ward, Alderman Flanagan and I have been very interested in the product itself. And she and I have had the opportunity to meet with the developers. We saw what their product is and the product in which they're developing in the Aurora area. We were very much impressed. We then just recently met with Mr. Fields for coffee one afternoon, and he showed us just what it is that they're proposing there in Sterling Manor. And again, I say to you, we were very, very impressed with the product and the way in which he presented it. So I'm very pleased that the council will, of course, and has and will be approving the product. So thank you for allowing my commentary, sir.
All right, Alderman Kilbert.
Will we have an opportunity to be provided with the same information at some point in time?
Wow.
Yeah, just to clarify, I think what Alderman Singer was referring to was Prairie Ridge and Fisher
yes.
Farms. This is different. This is
this is a Sterling Manor.
This is
Sterling you're right. I'm sorry. I was so excited about that product, I thought this was the one.
So the answer is yes, if there was something.
Right. Okay. But I still stand by what I said.
All right.
This is just the authorization of the public.
Right, for the public hearing.
Correct.
Public hearing. So the plans will probably be first presented at that point. Is
yes.
that correct? Thank you.
Well, there are no plans per se. This is just an amendment to the PUD agreement.
Yeah. But
to put a cap on.
Probably at the Plan Commission meeting, they will unfold some of their dreams and.
Well,
there are no development plans.
Okay, you're right.
Taking
we're
the
rezoning in order to.
So this, well, the public hearing will be just on the rezoning.
Quite that far along here.
Yeah.
It just sets a cap for development in order for the city to sell the property.
Thank
if
you.
Someone chooses to
See,
purchase
I was confused
the property.
Too, Ron.
Yeah.
All right. So, are we clear? To move the POD change to the public hearing. Do we have any more questions? No more questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, okay, that item passes. Can I go to item five? Okay, item five, new business. Does anybody have any items for new business? Alderman Brown.
Yes, this is going to be an exciting weekend with the art tour in town, but it's also true that St. Peter's Barn Sale is having their annual barn sale, which is an incredible opportunity for anyone who's looking for appliances or furniture or electronics to maybe for their summer home or something. This is one of the biggest barn sales you'll ever see, and they have antiques, baby items, books and music, which I like. My wife is in charge of books and helps with the books and music, clothing, plants, glassware, china, computers, electronics, appliances, furniture, linens, home decor, housewares, bakes, sporting goods, tools and hardware, and food to eat. And it's fun just to go and see and walk around. It's out at the fairgrounds Saturday. It starts at 8 a.m. and there's a huge crowd there trying to find bargains at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Saturday 8 till 3 and Sunday from 9 a.m. till 2. And I'll be out there working and invite anyone who's interested just to come and see and look through some antiques. And this is like a very, very large, giant barn garage sale. Thank you.
All right. Anybody else? Okay, I have one item.
Yeah. Excuse
oh, I'm
me.
Sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dean. I didn't see you.
Just a couple things. I think Festival of Vine was a tremendous event this last weekend. I want to commend all the restaurants, all the businesses that were involved in really extending their hospitality to a number of visitors to our community. I had four out-of-town guests that were with us most of the weekend, and they thoroughly enjoyed themselves, and the hospitality and the welcoming attitude of the community was really fantastic, and it was great to see our streets as busy as they were, our restaurants busy as well, and It was a great, great weekend, and I think the chamber and all those that were involved and volunteered in any way during the course of the weekend should be commended. I had one other thing. Since we were talking about the Patton House, there is an event that will be coming up here in a couple of weeks that some people in the community may not be fully aware of that they might be interested in attending. Coltrap will be opening their time capsule. This time capsule was sealed in 1923 and will be opened at the district offices on North 2nd Street on the morning of September 28th. So if anyone wants to be a part of that event, they're more than welcome to check the school district's website and get more. They can find more specifics on what's going on that morning. So,
it should be exciting. Thank you. Okay, so Ellen DeVita received word today that the American Bus Association has selected both Swedish Days and Festival of the Vine as one of the top 100 events to experience via motor coach next year.
Wow.
So it says that the top 100 events in North America is published as a supplement to the September-October issue of Destinations Magazine. What else? Celebrating more than 32 years as an annual guide to destinations across America. So both Swedish Days and Festival of the Vine are recognized by an organization that brings people here in busloads. All right, that's it. Item seven, a motion to go into closed session, please.
So moved.
I second.
Second.
Oh, purpose must be said. Closed session on the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body. Motion still stands?
So moved.
Second.
Ms. Simonian.
Roll call on this.
Chuck Brown?
Okay. Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Dean Kilberg?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Richard Marks?
Aye.
Tom Simonian?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Okay. There will be no action after this session. Thank you very much.